Hey, y'all. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. Also, feel free to check out our official Twitter account at icsativapodcasts. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Public, TuneIn, Stitcher, and the Google Play Music Store. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of this podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for housing and equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. And you can also support me now on Patreon by going to www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you are feeling extra generous. Sativa here. Hope you guys are having a very good one. As always, I can be found on various different platforms such as Spotify, Apple iTunes, CastBox, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Podbean, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. And I can be found on these following social networks. And if you want to support the podcast, you can become a Patreon at just $1 a month. So without further ado, we're going to get to the episode. So as we talked about in a previous episode, Utah passed medical marijuana, to my knowledge, with it getting like about 53% of the vote, 53% in support, and I think 47% against. And it's pretty close for a medical initiative. But unfortunately, in the state of Utah, the way their initiatives work is that the lawmakers have free rein and have full rein to edit it as they see fit. So they gutted a lot of the initiative. The initiative, I believe, to my knowledge, had home grow. It had a decent amount of qualifying conditions, although if it were up to me, no medical initiative would have any qualifying conditions. Any doctor or nurse practitioner or medical person can recommend it for however they see fit, you know. And we shouldn't have the government involved in medicine in terms of telling us what we can and cannot put in our bodies as grown adults. It should be up to the conversation between her and her doctor, or him and his doctor, or whatever. It should not be lawmakers deciding what qualifies as needing this and what doesn't qualify. And the Utah lawmakers, and I think the Church of Latter-day Saints, had a huge hand in the rewriting of the initiative. So there's going to be less dispensaries, less qualifying conditions, and, you know, no home grow. So let's read it. So it's too late to sort of change things now, but this can be prevented in the future in case, let's say, they were to put adult use on the ballot. So let's read this article from the Salt Lake Tribune. Ballot initiative protection law proposed by marijuana advocate and former Utah legislator. Let's read the article. After Utah lawmakers repealed and replaced two of the three successful ballot initiatives from the 2018 election, some prominent advocates are proposing new legislation to protect laws enacted by voters. Steve Urquhart, a former Republican state senator, and Christine Senquist, president of the marijuana advocacy group Truce, announced Thursday that their push for the Utah Initiative Protection Act, a law that would require public ratification of any legislative appeal or amendment to a law passed via citizen initiative. Quote, "The Utah Constitution gives voters and the legislatures equal power. It It is a beautiful and unique design, Utah Sanquist said in a prepared statement. However, when abuse of power is experienced from one partner, a statute must be put in place to ensure proper balance is restored. As president of Truce, an acronym for Together for Responsible Use and Cannabis Education, Sanquist was involved in the campaign of Proposition 2, which legalized the use of medical marijuana for qualifying patients in the state and created a cannabis distribution system that relied on private dispensaries. The initiative received roughly 53% of the statewide vote, but was ultimately rejected by lawmakers during a special legislative session. They instead adopted a more restrictive law, limiting the qualifying conditions for marijuana use and creating a state-run distribution model that relies on county health departments to reach patients in Utah rural areas. Lawmakers similarly rejected Proposition 3, an initiative that would have fully expanded Medicaid in the state and replaced it with SB 96. The law sought a series of federal waivers from the requirements of the Affordable Care Act to ensure enhanced funding for a small pool of patients, but the Trump administration has indicated that it will reject portions of SB 96, setting up the potential that a fallback provision in the law will be triggered and that the full expansion will occur next year. In a prepared statement, UCART and the Utah Initiative Protection Act, or Utah IPA, would force lawmakers to have the necessary conversations that they're currently unwilling to engage in. I'm excited to see this idea move forward, UCART said. We will learn in the next legislative sessions whether legislature has learned from its recent mistakes and now values the right of citizens to make laws. If it does not, we will use the initiative process to force it to respect that right. UCART told Fox 13's Ben Winslow on Thursday that he is in a meeting with lawmakers in hopes of finding someone who will be willing to sponsor the Utah Initiative Protection Act during the 2020 session. His and Sanquist's proposal would, in effect, require a second vote of the public of any changes to an initiative approved by legislatures. UCART said that the prospect of automatic referendum would incentivize lawmakers to engage in negotiations with the sponsors of the initiative before tinkering with the voter-approved law. If they knew people could pass a law that really stuck on cannabis, on Medicaid, he said, I guarantee you the conversations would be much different. End of article. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are a few ways that you can do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for housing and equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can also support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. If you are feeling extra generous, we have $5 and above tiers. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave me a voice message on Anchor. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at the phone number 617-466-9389. That is 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. If you are in need of some good CBD products, you can also check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp products. You can check them out by checking out this link, www.bit.ly/33FKRV9. And you can try the following coupon codes: DOGTREAT20, TINCTURE20, 40% off ISO, and 15% percent sign off CBD. And you can use those codes to get a discount on various CBD products on their website. And if you are looking to get inexpensive CBD flower delivered to your door quickly and cheaply in New England, check out bostonhempire.com, where you can get frequent sales on CBD flower and other products such as tinctures and edibles as well too. Boston Hempire will get you cheap CBD flower delivered to your door in New England and the rest of the United States for a very, very good price. And I highly recommend their products too. Feel free to enter the URL https://shop.bostonhempire.com/?REF=DScotland. Peace out and ciao.